What's your name and classification?
Amber, I'm a senior.
Age?
22.
What do you hope to accomplish with this march today?
Spelman's attention. Let them know that we're not safe. They already failed us once, and they're about to fail us twice. Someone's already been physically assaulted on this campus. I think they thought it started as a movement or just something like a whole bunch of radical students were trying to do to ruin their legacy. But as reality is showing time and time and again, Spelman cares more about the image than the actual people here.
What do you hope Spelman to do and take away from this march today?
They need to adhere to demands. They need to release when they're actually going to implement these changes they say they're going to do to the dorms, when they're going to actually implement changes to our education policy, if they're going to use FYE, SYE as resources for people to learn about LGBTQ issues, when they're going to mandate and not make it optional for faculty and staff to get training on LGBTQ diversity, and just when they're going to be more inclusive of us overall in their Spelman culture.
And what is the Spelman culture?
Spelman culture is really just promoting a certain type of Spelman woman that usually has a 3.5, travels at least twice, studies abroad, is like in three orgs and all this stuff. It really doesn't show the diversity of like people that have survived sexual assault and people that have had queer identities that usually gets erased. It's usually talking about cisgender woman point of view and not just not the realities of all the different intersections Spelmanites have. And yes, our Miss Spelman is identifying as queer right now, but we need more than that. Like, you can't just appoint one or two queers to shut us up. We want to actually have implementation and teaching going throughout, because assaults are happening on this campus as of now.
Thank you for your time.